Good morning, beloved, and welcome once again as we begin this beautiful Tuesday morning together in God's Word. Today we are in Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 50. Here the religious leaders demand that Jesus perform a miracle, and Jesus speaks of what happens when an evil spirit returns. Today's passage concludes with Jesus offering a definition of what constitutes family in God's kingdom. And again, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 12, beginning at 38. Then some teachers of the law and some Pharisees spoke up. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to perform a miracle." "How evil and godless are the people of this day," Jesus exclaimed. "You ask me for a miracle? No. The only miracle you will be given is the miracle of the prophet Jonah. In the same way that Jonah spent 3 days and nights in the big fish, so will the Son of Man spend 3 days and nights in the depths of the earth. On the judgment day, the people of Nineveh will stand up and accuse you because they turned from their sins when they heard Jonah preach. I tell you that there is something here greater than Jonah. On the judgment day, the Queen of Sheba will stand up and accuse you because she traveled all the way from her country to listen to King Solomon's wise teaching. And I assure you that there is something here greater than Solomon. When an evil spirit goes out of a person, it travels over dry country looking for a place to rest. If it can't find one, it says to itself, I will go back to my house. And so it goes back, and it finds the house empty, clean, and all fixed up. Then it goes out and brings along 7 other spirits, even worse than itself, and they come and live there. So when it's all over, that person is in worse shape than at the beginning. This is what will happen to the evil people of this day. Jesus was still talking to the people when his mother and brothers arrived. They stood outside asking to speak with him. One of the people said to him, "Look, your mother and brothers are standing outside. They want to speak with you." Jesus answered, "Who is my mother? And who are my brothers?" Then he pointed to his disciples and said, "Look, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does what my Father in heaven wants is my brother and my sister and my mother." And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 12, verse 50, where Jesus said, "Whoever does what my Father in heaven wants is my brother, my sister, and my mother." And so again, we have the religious leaders trying to trip up Jesus, asking for miracles and you know, all of these things in an attempt to trip up Jesus, to ensnare him in some way. And he just tells them, you know, you guys are just so evil. And as a matter of fact, there are kingdoms that underwent judgment, and they're going to stand up and accuse you in the last day because you have rejected something even greater than what they experienced, and that is the teaching of the Son of God. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Loving Jesus, thank you for welcoming me into God's kingdom and for calling me to be a member of your family. May I grow day by day in your grace and do your will so that all I say and do brings glory to you. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Matthew chapter 13. Where Jesus teaches about the kingdom of heaven by means of a parable. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.